Blog Talk Radio.
Make your Thompson Performance Tires carry all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Okay, enough with all that. I've been having some technical difficulties. Show started a little bit sooner than I thought. Music started playing. Didn't know what was happening. Punching a whole bunch of buttons, and nothing was working. So I'm just kind of making sure that everything on here is working good. Let me see. I got my fake-a-boo buzzer button right here. Let me see if the fake-a-boo button works. Yeah, okay, that one works because he's always wrong. So, just trying to get everything all together. What's going on, everybody? Grudge World. I'm your host. Yeah, whatever. If you don't know by now, I guess you're calling in the wrong place. Let's get this stuff out of the way real quick. Got my glasses on. All right, everybody. In the Midwest, Southeast, Northwest, wherever we're from. We got the 8th annual Vega Nationals coming. Yep, they're back next weekend, October 15th and 16th at KID. It's Kansas International Dragway in Mays, Kansas. Dirk Wagner's been putting this show on for a long time. Great fun, great people. And it's just about, you don't have to have a Vega to go. It's just one of those to where it's okay. Let me wait. My phone's dinging already. Okay. This will be interesting, everybody. But let me just get back into this. Anyway, the Vega Nat. Pretty good show. A lot of cars, a lot of people, a lot of food. Just a lot of good times. If you can make it out that way, it would be, I'm trying to do things at once, obviously. I can multitask, just not when it comes to this kind of multitasking. I'm better at some other things multitasking, but we'll get into that later. So if you guys are going to head out that way, go out there and have a good time. It's not about winning and losing. It's about just hitting the track and seeing a bunch of Vegas go down the track. Yeah, whatever you're bringing. And they vary from four-cylinder Vegas, Pro Mod Vegas, Funny Car Vegas, and, everybody brings whatever they want to bring. So hopefully Dirk will be in tonight, talk a little more about it. T-shirts and all that stuff like that. And if you want to go there but you don't have a trailer and get your car, here's a guy for you. This is Randy Thompson. This guy's like a brother to me. He moves cars all over the country from coast to coast. If you need a car moved, race car, show car, family car, moving to another state, this is the guy you want to call. You can look him up. Now, you know, he's on Facebook, but I got a number for him. Here's the number. I should always tell everybody to take out their pencil and paper before I start, and I always forget. But give Randy a call at 405-473-8287. Let me give that number one more time because I got marbles in my mouth. 405-473-82. Also, along those lines, if you're bringing that car across country and you need insurance, well, we got Silva Insurance Brokers. They insure all over the country, from race cars, trailers, homes, and businesses. Call Chris with a K at 310-521-9313. Give her a call, and she'll hook you up with whatever you need to be hooked up with. Also, my guy, Carl's Aluminum Works. If you're looking for some wings, aluminum work done, tin work, go on this guy's website, give him a call. You can call them at 614-407-6872. Also, you can look them up on Facebook, Carl's Aluminum Works. Good dude, good work. Also, No Prep Guys. Here's some glue for you. Ultra Blue Traction Compound. If you have any problems out there, you might want to give this stuff a try. Ultra Blue Traction Compound. Go to www.ultrabluetraction.com. Check them out. Here's also a number for them. They are in OKC, 405-563-0538. And, you know, I got to tell you, these are all guys from the show that have been on this show way more than once. And, you know, love having them. And they're just busy, busy, busy. So with that being said, you know, it's moving cars. So last week we were talking about the Vega Nationals and, you know, what all that is. Eighth annual. I went to the second one. Hadn't been back since. Want to go. Just a bad weekend for me to go this weekend. And then, you know, with all that good stuff, I just can't make it. October's tough because we go racing in November. The Streetcar Super Nationals in Vegas. And that'll be from, I believe, the 17th to the 22nd or the 18th to the 22nd.
Let me look at the calendar. Because I can't, well, I can do this. I can tell you that it is from the 17th. Well, 17th is the test and tune. So basically the race is the 18th to the 21st. That's the race weekend. The 17th is your, you know, your test and tune. And depending on which class you're running, you know, you accordingly. Some of the racing starts on Thursday. So those are the dates for Streetcar. That's where we're going to be hanging out. Come out to that. I know you guys back east don't want to come out here. The weather out here might be too rough for you. Might be a little too hot. Probably be, oh, I don't know, somewhere in the 80s to 100s, give or take a degree. I mean, it is Vegas. So we'll be out there for that. Also, shout out to Chavo. Hope he's doing okay. Had a little fender bender at the track on Thursday. I hope you're doing all right there, kid. I know you'll be back in action shortly. That beast. So, we're just having technical difficulties after technical difficulties.
Definitely the wrong night to do a show. But anyway, that's what we got going on. We wait for these guys to come in. But I want to talk about something, an incident that happened. And it goes, the incident is one of those to where, well, I should wait till
I have to end up repeating myself. Let me see. I don't know if that's above my pay grade. let me just
okay. Now we're rolling. Now I'm learning how to. I'm glad I have people out there to teach me new things on all this stuff because I have no idea how it works. But I'm learning. Anyway, so we got an incident that happened at the track. And, you know, it's one of those ones that, you know, when you talk about scenarios and then they actually happen, that's what I love for the most part. There's a guy who calls on my buddy's show, Shake and Bake. He's got a great show on Sundays. You guys should tune into that if you get a chance. But the guy always comes up with these good scenarios. You think, they're crazy. But when they happen, you're like, what does this guy know? He knows an awful lot. And it's a scenario that comes across and when it jumps up at you. So you never know what to expect in racing, but you just expect the unexpected. And look, we start talking about him, and he hits his one button. We got to bring this guy in real quick. This is one of the OGs of this show. And you can't help but love him. All the way from the Motor City, Detroit. Take him back. What's going on, boss man?
I'll never dance. I got two left feet.
But you know what, though? Even that song, I get a little bump going, and I can't dance, save my life.
That was the jam, boy, and still is.
Still is, man. That song never gets old. People don't realize when that song came out, and I'm not going to tell them because then they'll know I was there when it came out, then they're going to start.
What's going on
yesterday?
What's going on, Tayo?
You know what? I was just going to talk about how Brother Unknown comes up with these scenarios that we think are off the hook, and then they're like, "What? Where does he get this from?" And then they actually happen.
He's our psychic. He's our psychic.
You ain't lying, man. He's the Grudge World psychic. That's what he is.
That's why they call him Unknown.
Man, we gotta start calling him what? The East Coast Medium, the East Coast Grudge Medium. That's what we're gonna call him.
Oh boy, Brother Unknown, he come up with some topics, don't he?
Yeah. Hey, I got that new song downloaded, but it skips, man. It's got blank spots in it. I can't figure it out, man.
It's got blank spots in it?
Yeah, it cuts in and out the volume goes away. So I got to figure it out. But I got it on here now.
Okay.
And listen, I had to check out, because, you know, it's been a minute since I used all the buttons. So I the fakeaboo buzzer, the fakeaboo buzzer button still works. Watch.
Play it. Play it.
Let me see. Here we go. Because he's always wrong. So you know. I gotta stop. No, I don't. It's my show.
What about that other buddy you got for him?
Hold on, man. Kevin got his. Wait, hold on, man. Kevin got his hand up. Hold on.
You ain't gonna do shit.
Keep your finger on them buttons. I have to keep my finger on this button because you never know.
Will I get in trouble if he comes on and I play the whole thing? Because Kevin got a lot to say sometimes, and I can't stop him.
Yeah, I do. I know he be saying a lot of stuff. We will get in trouble when they go to talking.
Yeah, we better keep Kevin off the get him crazy because he can get us in a lot of trouble. But, you know, man, I got to tell you. So I talked a little bit. We got the boards blowing up. We're filling up right now. So we're going to talk about this. So we all know about grudge racing rules and stips and stuff like that. So this isn't really a scenario. It's what really happens. I'm going to keep the names out of it, I think, just to protect the innocent because we did get paid, so I can't. I won't throw nobody under the bus. But people listen and be careful and learn how to, you know, stip this stuff. Make sure you got it right. So here's the deal.
Bring somebody.
No, we can't. We can't say no names yet. Not yet. I'll wait till they piss me off.
Man.
Because if they call in and get stupid, I'll say, well, this is the guy right here. We can't say no names just yet. I gotta protect the innocent
keep it clean.
Until they do
we'll
something guilty.
Clean.
So here's the deal. So race, let's just say for $100 off the trailer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Off the trailer, you go to the line.
Now these two people is racing off the trailer for $100.
Okay, I'm back. So you go to the trailer, or go off the trailer, right out the gate, and you race that $100.
So what was the race?
Head up.
Okay.
First one to the line wins. So now, when Unknown, who we love, gave the scenario last week, I was like, what is he talking about? If the red light comes on and you didn't turn it on, how do you win the race? Well, you don't. You red lit, right? So here's what happens in this scenario. Light comes on. Dude red lights. The other guy takes off. Dude who red light, their camp said they won the race because the light should have been on a 410 or a 4/100 light instead of a 5. That was never agreed to or disagreed to. That was never part of the stipulation. It was off the trailer. So there you have it. They felt that they won the race. Well, you know, if you didn't turn the red light on, you're out on them. But that's not how it works. So words were said, things happened, and then finally got paid. Well, it didn't go quite that easy. They want to rerun the race. That's fine. We'll run that race back. Pay me for this race. Because the second race you want to do now is not off the trailer. Now we have data on the cars. So it's not a new race. I mean, it's not the same race. It's a new race now. So we get paid for that race too. But, you know, that's a different race. We'll do that, but we got to settle this race first. You lost. I don't care what you thought. He turned the red light on. He said, but if that was a, I don't want to hear what ifs are. The bottom line is, did you red light yes or no? Yes, but no, there's no but. Did you red light? Did your red light come on before the green? We got our money. We start negotiating the second race. I specifically asked. They want to run. I go, we doing the same race? Head up? Yes, the exact same race. Are you sure we're doing the exact same race? Yeah. I gave him a few outs, Shake. Asked me if I was deaf, if I wasn't hearing them. Well, I'm hearing you. I just want to make sure that I'm hearing you. Yes, the exact same race for $100.
Uh-huh.
We go to the lanes. But while we're in the lanes, I go in the tower and say, hey, these two cars, they're going off a 5/10 light, 500 light, pro light. He said, okay, when they come up, put them on that light. Well, why did I do that? Well, the argument was the last race, he thought it was a 4/10 light, which wasn't part of the deal to begin with. Since we're running the same race again, I made sure it was on a 5/10 light because I gave him opportunity to change the light to the 4/10. I wasn't going to tell him to, but if he wanted to bring it in, bring it in. Not a big deal. And he didn't. So we run the 5/10 light, and home skillet takes off again. Red lights again. Figuring it was on a 4/10 light. So then it got worse. Because I told him, I said, told the guy right at the starting line, looks like you lost again. He goes, no, not this time. Oh, that wasn't a... He said, that was a 5/10 light. Well, whatever it was, you didn't tell us anything different. You said we were running the exact same race. Remember you said, are you deaf? Don't you hear us? Don't you hear what we're saying? I hear you guys. I heard you crystal clear, dude. So give me my money. And he just looked at me like I was crazy. You lost again. You had the chance to put in that 4/10 light, and you didn't. Now you want to cry about it after the race. Well, hey, sorry, I can't help you. Thanks for the gumball, Mickey. These guys that come out and think they're legends in the game they're clowns. They're clowns. So didn't have any problems taking the money, but you know what? It goes back to what
I know.
What Brother Unknown was saying. He was saying, beware. Be aware.
Got to look at the big picture.
Yeah.
Got to look at the big picture.
And I guess my hearing was pretty good because I did hear everything they said and what they didn't say. So I was okay. Hold on. We got another mic over here. 301-3057.
Uh-oh.
Wow, this could be trouble.
That's unknown.
He's doing.
There he is.
How y'all doing?
There he is. Hey.
Is this
a number to the psychic hotline? The Grudge Race psychic hotline?
I wonder what you were thinking about. I know y'all have a lot of fires and stuff going on around there. What you thought, the smoke was too thick? How y'all doing?
We're doing good, baby. Hey, listen,
you seen the smoke way over there in Maryland, huh? You seen the smoke
way
over there.
Yeah, but it wasn't too thick for me, though, Shake. It wasn't too thick for me.
It wasn't too thick.
No.
Listen, man, I am never, ever. I'm saying this because this show's recorded. I'm never, ever, ever going to doubt anything you say from now on, man. This shit comes true. I'm even going to start betting on it.
I was listening at you, and you were 100% right. He was wrong both times, but, I mean, what he doing? He still want to fight over it. Yep.
Yeah.
I was listening at you.
And you had just mentioned that on the show last week too, Brad.
Yep.
And it's so funny. Yeah. Because, honest to God, all I was thinking about, man, I wonder if this motherfucker right here knows Brother Unknown. I wonder if he knows. Do they talk? Am I getting punked right now?
He's listening.
I'm that TV show punk. Who's getting me?
Yeah, he's listening, Tay. Yep. He's listening.
Man, I'll tell you, it was, it couldn't have been scripted any better, man. It was just like, and when the minute the red light came on, and he said, ah, well, we got that one. I'm thinking to myself, what did he say? The red light. And then you know what I do? I'm looking in the stands thinking, Unknown got to be in California. You got to be messing with me, man. He must have sent this guy out here just to mess with me right now. Good Lord.
Well, you will never know. You will never know it. You will never know it.
Man, I need football scores. I need a lot of numbers. I'll cut you in, okay? Man.
But you know something? You was a good guy. You was a good guy, though, because you gave him a second chance to do the same old dumb stuff over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you was a good
guy.
You gave him a second chance.
They even asked me if I was deaf. I said, no, I ain't deaf, man. I hear you. But that just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah,
I took that money loud and clear.
Yeah, this game is getting to be too much, man. I'm going to tell you, you got to do everything, you know, in order. And you got to make sure everybody got to know what you're doing. And they got to hurry four times. You can't just tell them one time because they forget too easy. You know, so, man, I tell you, it just ain't worth it a lot of times going with dealing with some people. You know,
yep,
they seem like they can't get it. Don't mess with them. Yeah, they seem like they can't get it. Don't mess with them, Dale. Because you gave him a second chance, and he's still looking crazy.
And the thing was, too, is that I wasn't going to put that stip in, but I wasn't gonna say, no, we're not going to do that. I would agree to it anyway, but I wanted it to come from them. And they just assumed that light was going to be what it was. So I just went into the tower and clarified, said, hey, this race is going to be on a 500 street because they're doing the same race. And he says, do they know it? They made the rules. They said we're doing the exact same race, so we agreed to it.
Yep.
Our race was on a 5-0 light, so we're doing a 5-0 light again. I gave him an out. Asked him three, four times. Yeah, man, are you deaf? Do you not hear what we're saying? Okay, hey, got it. I got you. I didn't even get mad. I was just like, normally I would pop off right back, but I'm like, oh, no, we got this kitty in the bank. This is pre-money. This is stupid money now just because you guys are stupid. But,
hey,
Tayo.
Tayo, learning how to work the knobs in your car is one thing. But learning how to negotiate a grudge race is another. He just didn't know what the heck he was getting himself into.
I tell you. And it was right there in the clear picture. And you did a hell of a thing. Go right back and give him the same situation over again. I don't know how you did that. People don't pay attention.
You got some. You got some noise on the line.
Tayo.
Tayo.
Is it
Tayo? I can hear you, Unknown. Tayo, where you go? He muted himself off the show.
I don't know. But, you know, Shake, that's what people be doing, man. They come right back and I mean, trying to do some stupid stuff right there. He coming back on.
Mm-hmm.
Really is. But that's stupid stuff, you know. Some of the stuff, tricks that people will play.
Right.
Play a lot of stupid tricks. Hey, I got a question for you. When is the cruise control good in a car or a truck?
When is what? Hello?
Everybody done went down.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
I can hear you, but I keep hearing the thing going muted, unmuted. You might have to refresh the button, Tao, if you can hear me. You might have to refresh. Make sure you got a good signal with your computer getting a good signal, because we can't hear Tao.
Can you hear me, Jake?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. We might want to give him time to come back.
Yeah, well, while we're doing that, I was asking a question on when is it good to use a cruise control in a car or truck?
Are you talking about in grudge racing, or are you just talking about
Just a car or truck if you're traveling with it.
Oh, it's good to use it when you're not sleepy.
Okay.
I'm on the road right now. Unknown. I'm headed to Chicago, and when I get sleepy, I take it off, and I just use my foot. But when you're not sleepy, it's okay to use the cruise. But don't.
I recommend
to use it when you're half sleepy, or when you're in when you're in a lot of traffic. I wouldn't recommend it then.
Okay, do you think it saves gas?
Using the cruise?
Yeah.
No, because it's steady. It's steady at one speed. There's times where you get off the gas and get back on it, and get off the gas and get back on it. You'll save gas that way. But long as that joke station.
One other question for you.
Hey,
when is the worst time?
Oh, there you guys are.
Man.
Okay.
Where you been hiding at?
The show went off the air. It went off. I could still see all the boards lit up. I had everybody, it just hung up.
Yeah, because me and Unknown can hear each other, but all I can hear you is pushing the button to mute it, unmute it on my line.
Yeah.
Mute it, unmute it.
I was trying to get you guys in the private room, and nothing was happening. Man,
that's probably that racer that hacked your phone. That racer that hacked your phone, the one you took that $200 from.
That's right. They can't shut me up. I'm back, bitches. How about that? Yeah.
That's right.
Oh man.
So where was that race?
Well, yeah, you know.
Was that in California?
Yeah, Vegas? That was out here in California. No, I was here in California.
Okay.
So no matter wherever you at, you gotta always look at the big picture and watch your back.
Or just know what you're betting, that's all.
You're right.
Just know what you're betting. Because you know what?
I'm surprised the next time he wanna race, I bet you he gonna order him a DP man.
Oh yeah.
Because he keeps getting the wrong end of the staff.
Well, I don't know. I doubt they'll be in next time. I think he'll stay far away from us.
But you gave him opportunity, though. Nobody gives that kind of opportunity like that.
I tried. But see, here's the thing. What happened was, though, when they wanted to run it back, I was okay. I was all right, but we're taking care of this first race first, because the second race now is a different race. We're not off the trailer. We have data down the track now,
yeah.
So we can make changes. So that's going to be the second race isn't a repeat of the first because we're already off the trailer. So that race is to be handled now. You lost, you red lit, you need the money. You know, I wasn't going to run it back. I mean, granted, it was $100, but it's the principle.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if you playing with if you playing with that, imagine it'd been more. You
well,
playing with that little 100, imagine it'd been 1,000 or 5,000.
So, you know, it was supposed to be a cool little grudge race, but it turned out to be, you know, quite a slide out of one, but hey, you didn't, and you lost twice.
Was y'all at the racetrack?
Yeah. But you know what? That's what happens when you have guys that aren't grudge racers.
Oh,
and they don't know. You know, it's
he wasn't
like
a grudge, right?
Well, he's a racer, though, and you should know when the red light comes on, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use the I thought bullshit. I could have said, well, hey, I thought your car was fast. And it wasn't a hustle. It wasn't an okey-doke. It wasn't nothing like that. You know, it wasn't nothing for big, big, big money. But
the principle
was usually the track is always on a 5-0 light or 500 light until someone, you know, wants to change it to a 4. Track don't know what happens, what's going on in the parking lot. You can't hold those guys accountable.
Uh-oh.
But once they paid for the first race and went to the second race, then it was, well, we're going to do the exact same race. Okay. You sure you want to do the exact same race? Yeah, we're sure. We're going to do the exact same race for $100. That's
you
guys
know what,
want to do
Tao?
The exact same race. Huh.
You know what, Tao? The other guy, that guy you were talking about, I almost called his name, he could have easily asked the official, what is this tree set at? They'd have told him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So he had the right and the option to ask, what is this tree set at? Am I running on a 400 tree or 500 tree?
Absolutely. You think
now,
they would have done that
if,
after they complained.
If he was an experienced driver, not to say his father might have been an experienced driver, but if he had been an experienced driver and learned from his daddy, he would have knew that.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, too, Shake, that even if we would have went to the line and he wanted to switch it up there, technically, he couldn't because we agreed to the same race. So I was kind of banking on that for race number 3. See what I was doing?
Well,
I was taking the little money one at a time.
Yeah, he couldn't. He probably couldn't have changed it. But at least he would have been knowledge of know. Oh, I can't run on a 400 no more. I gotta concentrate 500 on the 500 tree.
And when that second race, well, look, you said we were doing the exact same rate. Now, if you want to do a 410 slide, well, that cost you another $100. Like, we ain't fucking with you guys no more. All right, hey, thanks for the money. Thanks for the gumball, Mickey. Have a nice night. See you later, bye. But that's what they brought on. And that's what they got. So don't be mad at me. But they're out there. They're all out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just funny that scenario went down, and I'm like, man, I just heard about this okey-doke just a couple of weeks ago. This thing would never happen.
Yep.
You know, you can step back and
hear
it coming.
And it falls right into my lap. Nobody else. Everybody listens to my lap it falls into.
Yeah. But really, you can see it coming. If you keep looking, and listening to a lot of shows and stuff, like, you can see what people are doing. They will try anything.
The okie doke. The okie doke.
Yep, anything. That's why you go out there these days, you got to be ready. You got to have your list, a checklist. They're ready. And it shouldn't even be that long. Yeah. You know, racing should never change from what it was to me. In my book, it shouldn't. All them changes and all that, that stuff just don't make sense. You know, if you figure that you can run close to another man's ET or better than what his ET is or whatever, if you figure that, go get down. No matter how it is, go get him.
They come go get him, huh?
Yeah.
Some people just like racing them ducks to make themselves feel better. They'll purposely
race
somebody.
Yeah, we always
did
that, right or wrong. We always did that, right or wrong.
Yeah.
We feel we got you or have anywhere near you, then we go try it. That's how we did it. Yep. It's crazy, man. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to let y'all go. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't care who's listening. I just listened at your show tonight, and it sounds real cool. But on Shake Show, it's one of the better shows that I've seen out of all of them. That's why I come on there every Sunday night, and I share whatever
what
I can share.
That's what I keep telling them.
But you know something, Tell? You know something, Tell? I'm going to tell you. All that mama jumma, people mamas, people brothers, their sisters, their kids, talking all kind of crazy stuff, sitting there trying to beat somebody out of money. In the next year or two, it's going to be so many buddies going to attack so many of their friends, and there ain't going to be no more friends. So to me, they were never true friends. So I just want to say that you just watch all that mama jumma stuff they're doing. In the next year or two, all that friend stuff, a whole lot of people ain't going to be friends no more. It's like that now.
Oh, yeah. At one time, Dog and Tony Bynes were tight. They was driving each other's cars or this and that. And now they don't even talk.
Yeah. Stupid. Every time they do come on, it's always some mama jumma. And it don't make no sense.
Yeah.
That's why I don't say, you know, anything. You know? Don't make sense.
Yeah, you know, it it goes back to the fakeaboo. You know, he was always running. He was running. Remember when he was running with, I'm young money now. I'm young money. I'm this. I'm that. Always riding on somebody's coattail.
I remember that.
Uh-huh. He sounded like a little like a little kid in a candy store. I want that. I want that. I want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I want that cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like some people just got to drive their own path.
Yeah, that's what's happening. It's crazy. Crazy. It is really crazy.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Tell? Some people have to take their own path.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to take your own path, man. You know, don't jump on the bandwagon.
When you said that, you know what popped up in my head? You remember this? No, grasshopper. You must search your own path.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, man, that tickled the mess out of me. You said he must search his own path. I say, oh man, he didn't get taught by the monk.
Mm-hmm.
No,
oh, yeah.
Grasshopper.
It's funny. He's not even a grasshopper. He's a weed hopper.
Weed hopper.
You punked out,
master.
$5,000,
master.
You know,
Master, how do I keep from making mistakes?
You know, you're dealing with people that breathe just like you do, people that can see and walk around just like you do. You're dealing with something that looks just like you. So why would you go out there and try to, you know, put yourself in a bad situation with anybody? You know, I mean, it's just stupid to me. And you don't know where you're going to see them at again. And you don't know what kind of moods you're going to catch people in, because you got moods sometimes yourself. So how can you go out there and say things to people, you know what I mean, to provoke people? To me, that's what you're doing. You're provoking somebody. Sure. It's all right to have some fun, but it's a way to have some fun, too. Some people go too deep. You know?
True.
So if you keep it clean, I'm telling you, you might go slow for a little bit, but everything you got, you're going to get real respect for, and you're going to get built up eventually. People are going to start yelling around you because everybody want to be comfortable, and everybody wants to, you know, have a good time. Don't nobody want every time they turn around, you go somewhere, a whole bunch of crazy stuff, trying to cheat somebody at the money, beat somebody at the money, because it ain't going to be a whole bunch of guys going to be nice all the time, giving them a second chance, like you said you gave them people a second chance. Everybody's not going to give everybody a second chance.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
For you to give them that second chance, the average person would have said, I'm not gonna give you another chance. You give me this $100, you know, you out of here. But it just so happened.
You must have been feeling good that day, Dale.
Yeah, you know, imagine this for a second. You tell your child, don't touch that pot because it's hot. And what do? They go touch it. And then you spank your hands. Didn't I say this? Don't touch that pot. And they touch it again. What do you do in that situation? They'll
gotta
learn.
Get burnt.
Eventually.
Got to get burnt.
Eventually they'll learn.
You got fuel heat? Mm-hmm. Yep. But, you know, you did a great thing, though, you know, give them another thing. I mean, I wouldn't. You got me one time, we done right there. I don't mind. I don't know how you did that, but, I mean, that's good you can do that, but I wouldn't have been able to do it.
You know, the thing, too, you know, you always want to know. And I think every time I go to the track, I look at cars. I wonder if my car's faster than his. Because some of these cars look just sitting, lowered, big tires, and they seem to go down the track. Guy runs faster than that. I can't believe that. All that on that car. Mm. My car's about 2-3 tenths faster. But see, and that's the thing. You don't know until you run them. And then when you run them, then you know.
Yep. So how you call it do anyway? You called did all right?
Doing great. Doing great, man.
That's good.
Yeah, it's...
Did you ever put that...
What's that?
Did you ever put that self-adjusting carburetor on there?
No, I haven't done that yet. I'm still reading more about that Vitek stuff. I want to be a little bit more knowledgeable about it. I just don't want to get something thrown on there, and if it doesn't work, then I'm going to be pissed. Because that stuff works on a lot of good, you know, stuff as far as, for certain applications and everything like that. I just want to make sure it'll be the right application for my
car. What you got?
You know, But, you know,
that's
the one thing.
What's that? What you talking
about? Well, my car's all motor. It's that fuel injection, that Vitek fuel injection.
Vitek.
It adjusts itself. Yeah. You know, it adjusts itself to calculate the pressure, to know how much fuel and air to dump in and all that stuff like that. It takes the computer stuff out of it, I think. But I want to make sure, you know, that works good. I mean, I want to make sure that that's something that was going to be feasible for me. Because, you know, I've ran fuel injection. I've had turbocharged, supercharged. But naturally aspirated stuff is actually the hardest, believe it or not, just because you don't have any other power adders to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta be just right with the motor.
Okay.
Well, you know, it sounds good on paper, it sounds good on paper that, you know, this is something that would work. And I see it works. I'd like to see it work on a naturally aspirated.
Okay.
You know, somebody just running naturally aspirated. Just to kind of see what it does. And, you know, I have two carbs. So, you know, I know a lot of guys with the single carbs are loving it. But I got to see what it's going to do on my application.
Yeah.
You know,
so you just see some
they
people.
They both got to be.
Did see some, so you did
they
see
both
some
have
people.
To be in sync.
So you said you
yeah,
did
I've
see
seen,
some, someone with.
Yeah, Rich runs that on his car.
Oh, okay. And it's doing all right.
Yeah, I think so, Shay. I think that's why I'm kind of leery about it right now. Until I can do a lot more research on it, but it's going to be one of those. You know, we'll see. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm good the way I am now. So I'm going to try not to reinvent the wheel and just stay with what I know.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and see what happens from there. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know if I go to that system, if it's going to, my car's going to pick up. You know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to say whether, you know, that would happen or not.
Yeah, you're doing good now, you know, for what you want, you know what I mean? So you just hold off for the winter, for a little bit.
Yeah, and then, you know, until I can get something going or where I think I need to experiment a little bit more. And I'll cross those bridges when I come to it, you know. But I think I'm pretty much as far as where I could go with it, you know what I mean? As mm-hmm. far as what my setup is. I don't know. I would hope that it would improve whatever I have. But I'm still reading more about it. And then if it's something that's going to be a good fit for my car, then I'd probably jump all over because I actually like that setup. I think that setup's a pretty good setup.
Yeah, but you're going to have to get the double one, though, right, for the double carburetor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think but, you know, playing along those lines, I think
now
I'll
what
be.
About,
what about what?
I was asking, what about, do you got to change intakes and all that to make the carburetors work on your car, or everything will just set right up?
I think it'll just set up on mine, because I'd have to get the ones with the 4,500 plate on it, because I have Dominators on mine, so they make them for that.
Mm.
So it wouldn't be a change, a drastic change. I've seen those things sitting on top of blower motors and things like that. But it'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about the weather over there where y'all at? The weather good?
Oh, well, yes and no. We did have this lightning storm a few days ago, which is pretty badass. I like that. Just wanted to stay away from it, but it was pretty cool, crackling behind the clouds, and that was good. And we had a little bit of rain. That's about it.
Hey,
hey,
what's going on, Shake? Yes, sir.
That crackling behind the clouds you seen? That was Corey over there testing a new weapon.
Yeah, I bet it. I bet it was bad because it was striking close to where I was working. So, yeah, he's getting close, man, that guy. He's getting a little too close.
Oh, man.
Just doing a little test, and that's all.
No, you didn't, Jake.
Corey getting a little.
A little test.
Yeah.
I got a funny feeling, man. Corey going to bring a whole gang of people out here. I'm going to open up the door. There are going to be five people outside throwing buckets of snow at me. So I got to be careful.
Yeah.
I got to be good. I got to be good till May.
He won't do that, man.
No, hell no. Not nobody would, right?
Yeah.
Man, I go old school mafia, man. I'll send somebody out in front of me. In case something happens, it'll get them first.
Send a mannequin out.
That's it, man. I ain't going first. No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. But yeah, the weather's been doing good out here. I mean, you know, it's cooling down. I had to wear long sleeves to baseball practice the other day because it's a little cool, a little breeze in the air. About 71.
Okay. Well, you sound like we got it here. Chill down pretty much.
Your chill over there is a little bit different from ours, though.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of rain here. Every week. They say this week's supposed to be good, but then they all of a sudden take off and rain. It's raining tonight.
It's raining tonight?
Yeah. Started probably about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, man. Well, I've been noticing
we've
been getting a lot of rain lately, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just times are changing, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep,
slowly. Well, you know, it hasn't gotten too cool down here because when it gets a little cool down here is when the fog starts rolling in. We haven't gotten any of that for a while.
Oh, we have. We have. Just 2 days ago, yesterday morning and 2 days ago. For the past 2 days, we've been having a lot of fog. Early in the morning fog, but not too much at night.
Mm-hmm. So the racetrack is a far ways from your tail?
No, not at all. It's like about maybe 40 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like that track. I just don't like that track.
Yeah.
Which
one is that? Irwindale?
Yeah, Irwindale. Yeah. It seems like everybody likes that track. You know what? I don't want to say that. It can be good. It's getting better. They got the right guys working on it now. You know, so it's coming around. It's getting better. I don't like the shutoff area. It makes me nervous.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Is it that short?
You'd have to really see the overview to understand what I'm saying, but when you go down the track, and then when you get past the finish line, it almost like kind of the right lane has to merge over a little bit. And then the opening, then you got to make a hard right to come off.
Uh-huh.
And they widen that, which is good, but if you can't get your car slowed down enough, you know, they got that safety net down there or whatever, and it just eats your car up because it's only so long, and that's it. So it's not like it was a quarter mile. It wasn't a quarter mile track converted to an eighth mile. It's just an eighth mile track shut down.
Eighth mile track with no give factor.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Colonial Beach here is like that. When you get at the end, you got to make that real hard right.
Whose track is that?
And come on, we'll back up beside the racetrack.
Whose track is that? I know.
Colonial Beach.
Larry T's track.
Yeah. When you go down, You got to make that hard right and come back up behind the booth, right, almost right up beside the track.
You mean
I don't know.
Hard
he might have changed around. He might have changed it. I don't know. I haven't been there in a little bit.
You mean a hard left?
No, it was a right when I was going down there.
They tracking.
They might have changed
how it might be.
Might have changed it.
But when I was there, you come in. Well, when I was there, the starting line is next to the fence, and next to the fence is the highway. And when you go down the track, you got to turn left and come back up. Come back up to get back into the staging line.
Okay. Yeah, that was going to get ready to race in front of the house right there. That was sitting on with that little house right there beside the track. You raced right in front of it, and you went down. And after you got at the end of the day, then you had to make a hard right and come back up behind the house. I mean, when I was there. I said, people can change things.
Yeah, that house is real nice on the inside. He put me up in that house. That house, he let me stay in that house, man. It's got air conditioning, bedroom, shower, kitchen. It's got all the works.
Yeah, you sitting right on the starting line. You can look right down inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I got down there and got myself turned around. I had an old truck, you know, and the old truck ain't had no power steering or anything, so I ain't had no problem with turning around and coming back up. But when Tao was saying that you got to make that hard right and come back up, you know, I said, damn, we had the same situation right there. I went up and down there, I guess, probably about 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and, you know, that one day. Yep. But,
how
that stuff is sometimes.
You know, Shake, tonight is the first night of Pink's All Out down in Florida.
Is it? In what state? I mean, what city?
I gotta go back and check now because.
Is that racing for cars? Racing for your car? Is that racing for your car or your keys?
I don't think they're doing that one tonight, but they're bringing that one back. So
Racing for the cars and keys is a no-no.
Yeah, either one.
Well, they're doing that. They're going to be doing that. They're bringing that show back, too.
They were doing that one down.
They're going to be
bringing. I know.
Yeah, they're going to be bringing.
When they first started out, they was racing for pink slips. That's what it started out with, racing for pink slip.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like racing for no pink. I can't see myself working on a car for all these years and then lose it that easy.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what they was doing? They were buying a car for like $500-$600, going to the junkyard and getting a motor, an LS motor, whatever, stuffing in there and put a nitrous unit on it and go out and race. Test it and go out and race.
Yeah,
it wasn't losing much, and the winner wasn't getting much.
That's what they was doing later on. But at first, they had their hard-end cars, and they didn't like giving up their cars. So they start getting anything, like you say, and throwing a junkyard engine in there and shooting a hell of a lot of nitrous to it. They didn't care much about that. But then they changed it where if you lost your car, they would sell it back to you.
Hmm.
And some guys was doing that. They were just, you know, you win my car, but then he wouldn't like just keep the car. He'd sell it back to him off the show. They wouldn't show the show.
Was Melvin in there during that time?
No, not at that time. Melvin didn't.
Well, wait a second now. Wait a minute. He got the car for it. He got a junky ass car with a motor and nitrous in it.
I knew Kale was gonna think of something. I knew he was.
You I'm coming, baby.
No, he didn't come in until later on.
Oh, he didn't come in until later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Tao was on the Pink's All Out, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in the California.
You know, but I had a different outcome than Melvin. Melvin went out in the first round. I went all the way to the finals. So
Exactly.
Man. So y'all were just gambling out the pocket then?
Mm-hmm.
When I did mine, it was because we did the Vegas show, and you know, you win $1,000. Well, we were throwing it back in. Everything was all in. I went to the finals with four grand in my pocket. I raced that last race for $4,000.
Damn.
And gave it to
him. Damn.
Yeah,
they're gonna be bringing all those shows back. They're gonna be bringing all those shows back. And you know, they got the rights to them now. Brian Bassone and Rich Christensen and.
Oh wait!
You know, it's they're doing the arm drop the whole nine yards again. So you know it's gonna be interesting this time around. And you know, and he showed a video of the stand for tonight, packed. You know, and if you
find out what city that is, let me know.
I'll tell you right now. Give me a sec. Because
why are you doing that? You know, why are you doing that? You know, this is the way it was when I was coming up, and when I was out there racing, I guess probably about 5 to 7 years ago. What we would do, if you got me today, I'll be back next week or the week after next, and we're gonna do that again. And I didn't go over there and shake under your hood and shake on the back of your truck or your car behind the seat or whatever. If you got by me today, I was coming back to mix me with the best shot I had. And you have some guys, they'll run away for a long time until they think you got enough to come back.
Right.
You know? And that's how I grew up, racing like that. I mean, you know, you seen somebody out there that you want, you just go on them. You know, we went all out to Carolina racing, you know, people and stuff like that. And all around, you know, the New York guys and Virginia guys and Delaware guys. And that's how we always ran. Like I said, you get me today, I'll see you next weekend.
Right. And I would hurry up and get my car together so I can get him while he still got the same thing on his car. If he stay away too long, he can change this, he can change that, or he going to broke. So
yeah, but some guys come back changed. He might run you with the jug, the 300 today, 300 shot, and then next week he might got a supercharger on there or some blow or something other. So, but you still came back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, we used to enjoy ourselves. We used to talk trash a different way, sit out there, and at the end of that, we laugh, and guys could drink, to sit around and drink, you know, and ate and stuff like that and shook hands, and I'll see you next week. That's how it was.
Is there a Gulfport in Florida?
I don't know what they're doing. Huh?
What'd you say?
Is
there a city in Florida called Gulfport?
I can't hear you. Gulfport?
Yeah, Gulfport, like the Gulf of Mexico, but it's called Gulfport.
That's where it's at,
Gulfport Dragway. Yep, Gulfport Dragway is where they're at right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see.
So that's pull your own
puddle?
You pull your own puddle?
No.
Okay.
Let me see when the events. I went to the next event. Gulfport is right now. Social followers. I got to follow this. How do I do this? I gotta figure out.
You should. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I thought I had it. Golf. You said Gulfport.
Gulf.
G-U-L-F. Gulfport.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it right now, man. Good for them.
Hmm.
Oh, that's way at the tip.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let's see. Oh, no way. They doing it there. Let me see. So they got like a little bit of a schedule up. So let me see. October 7th to 10th, 2021. That ain't it. Oh, Street Outlaw, No Prep Queens. Fuck that fake racing. No Mercy. No Mercy 12. Hey, man, there's a lot going on this weekend.
Hmm.
At South Georgia Motor Park, No Mercy 12.
Yeah, the weather got something to do with that. You better get out there and get
yeah.
it, or you won't get it.
Let me see. I'm trying to find the one the next Pink's All Out race is going to be. Let me see. Oh, man. There was a funny car chaos. Funny car with Outlaw Fuel Altered World Final in Texas or Alamo City. Yeah, Texas. Dang it. See, Shake, why don't you talk me into getting that funny car? We could have been in Texas this weekend.
I tried, man. I still had that on my mind. Is it too late to go get it?
You know what? I don't even know if he's got it. You know, I've been looking for the car. I've been looking for it and looking for it. And I don't know that if it's sold or not. But I think you're right, Shake. I think
you
you're right.
Got it,
I think
that's
I think if it's available, I need to get it.
Yeah, because of the antiqueness of it, you know, that car got some history to it, and it's attached to you, then we could take that joker and go and get in some more races. We won't be just limited to what the Vegas can do.
So, hey, listen, we got a question for everybody. And this question is for even all the callers that are on the line. You guys can hit the one button and answer it if you want. I got a question. The question is, what's your favorite racetracks? Or what's your favorite racetrack?
I got a favorite one.
What's yours?
My favorite racetrack is 131, Martin, Michigan.
Wow.
My favorite one is Capital Raceway in Crawford, Maryland.
Yep, Capital would be my second.
Wow. So my favorite, God, it's hard because unfortunately I've got to race on a lot of fast tracks. You know, Pomona, definitely one of my favorites. Detroit Dragway, best hooking track in the country. Detroit Dragway was good, was a good hooking track. Enos, Texas was just, you know, fabulous track. I also like Bud's Creek. Bud's Creek is a good track. I like how open it was and coming up to the lanes and stuff like that. So I forgot what they call it. Is that is that Maryland International Raceway now?
Yeah, Maryland International Raceway. I go there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that used to be Buzz Creek, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what I remembered as Buzz Creek.
The only reason I put Capital in front of that, because when you go to Capital, you know, it's easy to park there at Capital. You know, they got both sides of the fence to park. And when you go to Buzz Creek, you either have to park out in the field sometime or either just on that one side right there. And you got all the spectators and stuff like that coming up from behind the cars and around the trucks and cars and stuff like that. And I didn't like it for that reason. When you go up, you know, places like Capitol, they just walk down the side and then go up the hill to the bleachers or walk down the other side and do the same thing. But they wouldn't, you know, blend in with the cars. You couldn't just take your car and ride in, you know, in between all the other cars and all around the other cars. And, you know, and I mean, you know, when you sit down and look, you got a good sight at the cars going all the way down, you know, and you can go all the way down. And the cars, race cars, all the way up and down on both sides. So I like it for that. And they had a big crowd all the time up there, big crowd, and plenty of racing, any kind of way you want it. They will get you up there.
Yeah, Vegas is also one of my favorite tracks, too. I like Vegas. You know, God, I can't say – I can't really say I've been on it. But if I had to pick one, I couldn't pick just one.
Yeah.
That'd be too hard.
Yeah, I went to a lot of them, but you know, I understand what you're saying. I understand. I would race at any.
But those are the tracks. Those are the tracks I was going over 230 miles an hour in, though, too. So, you know.
Oh man.
So it's not like I took my car to all these tracks, but my car has been to a few tracks. You know, back east and stuff, but.
Don't say that again, Taylor. Dale, don't let that out again.
My car's been back east.
No, demolished. Don't let that out again, man. I'm on your side, man. I might have to get you for somebody, and they know that, boy. I ain't gonna never get a race. Don't say that again. I had to call a big bad wolf in, boy. You sound like a big bad wolf. Hey, that right, Shake. Yeah, don't get that number.
Put his foot in his mouth. You got to look at the big picture.
Yeah. Listen, but that's what they want to hurt. They want to strip you down in any shape.
Yeah.
That's what they want. We need you, Dale.
I see it. Have truck and trailer. We'll travel. That's how it works.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. If they get so bad, we'll get you to where we need you at. But don't put that number out there now. We don't want to run them off. We want to run them to you. We want to run them to you. See, we're all of our pockets in you, too. We ain't going to have no bag. We're going to have a pillowcase full of money. New USA.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to run them off. I got a question for the both of y'all.
Come on.
Do y'all think that this racing game of going to class racing and these people don't understand that that's what they're doing by picking each other apart? Oh, well, you got to have this type of tie. You got to have this type of head. You got to have this type of carburetor. You got to have this type of wonder. You can't have carbon fiber. You can't have this and you can't have that. So if all this is the case, don't you think it's going to class racing?
Well, you know what? I'll say this.
I don't know.
I would say yes. Here's why I would say yes. Because what's the difference between bracket racing and having to race someone that you either need space from or have to give space from? It's basically bracket racing. Who's going to get there first?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, to answer that question, yeah, I think they're all one and the same. It just has a different title to it. That's all.
What do you think, Jay?
I agree, because anytime they want to tell you they need this, they need that. If it was grudge racing, you don't need to know what's under my hood or what I got,
That's
and
it.
I don't need to know what's under yours. Let's just go let's get go. Down. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Let's go right.
That's right. That is right.
But they got the nerve. They got the nerve to ask you, "What you got? Big block, small block, big time,
small
little time?
Yeah.
What size engine you got?" Yeah. When I first heard somebody say, "What size engine you got?" and they say a medium, small block, I knew right then they were just getting a little too much information. They want too much information.
But you know, always once you go that far, and then I'm gonna look at the weight. Now, if I got a big block and you got a small block, now, to me, we're equal as long as we can run that ET coach. You know, the reason I say that because it's going to be a weight difference. You know, that small block, then you got some small blocks out here that eat up any big dog that's out here sometimes, depending on how it's built
right.
or who's driving it.
Right,
so,
I've seen that.
I don't believe in that.
Yep, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I just listen to these jokes.
Well, also, but you know what, though? You know, they always say that saying, I mean, it's a true saying, you know, there's no replacement for displacement. So, you know, but you know what? It comes down to all the weight you got to carry with you and all that stuff, but... You know, I had a big block in my car, and, you know, my small block is much faster than what my big block is. Well, yeah, because it's putting out more horsepower than the big block did, but at the same time, you know, everything's power to weight. You know, if I have a big block that's 600 horse, and I have a small block that's 600 horse in the same car, well, naturally, I think the small block is going to be a little bit quicker. But at a certain point, a small block can only tap out at so much, and that's it. Where that big block, you know, you can get to insane cubic inch, you know, with that. I've never seen an 800 cubic inch small block, but I have a big block. So you know, so it's you know, choosing your battles, what you're gonna run.
I had that in my mind. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you said some magic stuff right there. You know, if you feel you need something, just ask a man. He said no, and then move on to the next man. You know, if you feel you need something, like you said, somebody got 800 and you got 6, you feel you need a little something, you know, you need to make a move or something, hey, ask for it. You know, and then all that other crazy stuff, you know, that people be doing, they be going through too much for nothing. Too much for nothing. That's why they be trying to play so many tricks every day. They don't want to race anyway, most of them. Yep.
No, and that's why they try to outstip you.
Now, unless they got a show race. You know, I'm going to say this right here. I knew this dude at a Nova, right? I ain't going to call him there one of the two names. I mean, Shake know one of them real good. He might know the other one, too. Well, anyway. I can tell you, it was old Joe from New York, Long Island Joe, and it was the Wolfpack. The Wolfpack had a Nova with a big block in it. Long Island Joe had that little station wagon, a small block in it. Now, Long Island Joe knew that station wagon could beat that big block, but Long Island Joe wanted this because he was coming in Junior's hometown, the Wolfpack hometown. He want the move because he knew if he get the move, if he wheel stand, see, that's what he was allowing for. And Long Island Joe was famous for that when he run you. He wanted to get the jump on you some kind of way. He already know he faster than what you are, but he wanted to jump. You know what I mean? Just in case if he make a mistake or something. And that's how he used to win most of his races. You know, and Junior, you know, he didn't care what you want. He was going to try you. He'd take that big block because the car ran consistently. And, I mean, he didn't lose a lot of races, but Long Island Joe was just a little too slick for him. give me the move. You got a big block, I got a small block. But he knew that
small block,
he had that station wagon was going to beat him anyway. He just didn't want to make a mistake, you know, at his junior's track.
Yeah.
Yep. So you got them guns. Now that's those slick moves right there. Yep.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Yeah, you know.
Small block. Don't wiggle out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Once them jokers get going, if they feel right, it's going to be hard to catch up with.
Mm-hmm. And that's how that stage wagon was.
Well, and that's how we got stipped in that race with Tony Byam, where he had to set it up. Remember, he'd run that thing with the big block or the small block?
Yeah.
And, and Uncle Larry got him so twisted up, we had to run it. We were going to be running him with the small block in his car. And we had a 522 cubic inch big block. So it was kind of in our favor. And, you know, both cars are nicest cars.
So did y'all run?
No, that was a thing that happened down in Lena, Mississippi.
Oh, when the rain came.
Yeah, that storm come
so
through.
We told
everybody to go home.
Oh, yeah.
Go home now.
So y'all were giving him something that night?
No, it was straight head-up race.
Oh, okay. And he knew y'all had that big block. He still was going straight up with the small block.
Y'all didn't have a big block, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 522 cubic inch.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, but
we decided not to indulge that. There's a rear Morrison motor that was in there, 522 with two skids on it.
Yeah, that's why some people want that move or want something. They want to be able to move, you know, before you move. So they can figure out what they're doing. If they make any kind of twist or mistake, figure they might can recover. But they already know that they got enough when they come. Most people do. They be wanting something, though. That's the reason for wanting something.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want that edge.
That's it. But then they took that edge and ran that edge around by, you know, stereotyping parts. Oh, you got this, or you got that, or you got this, or you got that, or you need to have 28s, or you need to have 315s, or you need to have, you know, street tires. I mean, I don't hear it at all, you know. And I don't see some drivers, just like I seen the Studebaker, you know, I mean, had 600 and some horses in it, and it would get down the highway, but he put 14-inch tires on it, and the dummy rolled through the water. And he had to race one, but he rolled through the water. And guess what? When he hit that accelerator, what do you think that Studebaker did? Set right down and spent that water on them treads, fell from up in the fender well for him burning out, went right down on it. And I knew that was going to happen. Bet all the money against him. Everybody betting on him because he got 600 horsepower, you know. But it wasn't a good to him. I mean, you went through the water. If you went around the water, I would have never bet. I already know you ain't a racer right there. Why you gonna go through the water with treads on? You know, it's gonna go up in the fender well, and as soon as you try to move, it's gonna drop back down. It happens to a lot of guys these days.
Oh, sure do. But that's one of the things I watch about them, and I don't say nothing. And you can tell a lot about a person when they do their burnout. You know,
you
a burnout has a little class to it. If they get in that water and just and the water cakes up by them, that's why you need to go through the water, come on out, and get a little bit past where all the dampness is at, and then do your burnout, because like you were saying, that water will swing up into the tower, up into the shock tower, and drip back down on your tire. So you need to come on out of that water, then do your burnout, and do a long enough burnout to where you can dry the water off coming from the front tires.
Yeah.
And see, they don't even realize that. Some guys don't realize that. Get in there and do a short burnout, and then when they get ready to take off, they break the traction, and they lose the race.
A couple times I watched that, and I was behind a person, and I told him, I said, I got to check my truck out, because they had them screech tires on and went through that water, and they dragged that water halfway down the track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come there with any type of horsepower, you know, it's going to say, hey, get you sitting down and doing a lot of spinning. So I said, oh, no. I'm going to wait a couple rounds, and somebody go out there and dry that up. Yep. Something else. Can't think. That's why you got to have a good crew on the outside of your vehicle, too, to see all that stuff.
Yep. Keep an eye on it.
That's why I said.
Oh, he's leaking. He's leaking oil. And if they don't catch that oil, you'll get right in it, and you coming up behind him, you get right in it, and it'll screw you up.
Oh, yeah. You need a nice crew that understand all that.
Yeah, you definitely need a good crew, man. And, you know, that's something that's really important. That's why I like having four guys.
Mm-hmm.
They each got something to do, you know, of importance.
Yep.
You know, not only is the guy who's lining you up in the water box, and when you do your burnout and bring you up the line, well, he's got to be up there watching the car, a couple cars ahead, seeing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what, if they're in the groove, if they're out of the groove, if they're leaking or something like that, you know, he's got to be watching that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a guy chatters the tires or, make your spot, do your burnout a little bit longer maybe, you know, like you said. Yeah, there's all kinds of things. Hey, you know what, Shake, I was going to do? I might have to get a hold of Rich and Brian, but throw the pinks all out and let them know. Try not to have any of them slow G bodies in there. They take up too much time on the show. They're usually gone in the first round anyway. But just get them out the way real quick.
Well, you say no G bodies beyond this point.
You know what? I don't think there was a G-body in your
shootout.
No, I don't think there was. There was Mustangs, some Mustangs, old Mustangs, newer Mustangs. There's a Mopar in there. There was a Trans Am, a Vette, a truck, Camaro. Oh yeah, and a Vega.
Yeah, but that is.
A lot of these guys think they're racist, but you can come right there if you pay attention to them. And, man, I'm going to tell you can beat them down like it ain't nothing. I mean, if you know how to handle your vehicle and how to set your vehicle up to act stupid and to go when it's time to go, you know what I mean? Man, I'm going to tell you, you can just whip the average one, because they look for the wrong things, you know, in a vehicle. And people like me, I would set them up, and I would have something different every week. When I come back, I have a new setup. I have a couple different setups in that same vehicle. Yep. And they would never get away. Never get away. I would be able to come and get them if they were gone, or I would try to leave it for them. They get by, I'll be able to go get them. Yep. And they think that, oh, he's going up in smoke, or he can't drive. I play all kind of damn tricks. Like I couldn't have.
Hey, Shake, remember? Shake, remember when I'd always talk on the show about the women in racing and stuff like that. I'm never going to lose the one, and, which I'm not, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I think I might have sent you the video too, but it was a video. I was racing a G-body in Vegas, and it was a girl driving it. Had a 496 in it, my little old Vega. And I'm thinking, all I could think about was, I'm racing a girl next to me in a G-body. And I knew Tyson was watching it on the live feed, and I'm thinking, I already know who he's pulling for. And I'm thinking, if I lose to this girl and in this G-body, he's going to find out who she is. He's going to get her on the show, and then it'll have been done. So I had a lot on me, man. I had a lot on me that I had to knock this one out the box. I did.
Well, you're right. You know what you're doing.
Then I saw that same car in second round of that race.
Oh yeah.
And then it was because that race was just a qualifying pass. But then I saw her. I got her in second round. I had to give up like a second and a half to her, a second or something like that to her. Well, I think it was just a little over a second. I had to give up on the starting line. And went around her.
Maybe
that's a G-body. It was a G-body, yeah. And a girl. It's like, what, was I worried, really? No.
But you knew you had to win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and the thing was, it's not even something I could brag about after. Who could I tell? I beat a G-body with a girl driving. It's like, yeah, okay. Well, that's
but
normal.
You wouldn't even lose, though.
Anyway, what can
you
I say about
lose,
it? Uh-uh.
Yeah. You had a lot of wind in your jaw to get that light on down there.
I was more afraid. I was more afraid to lose that race, knowing Tyson was watching, knowing that my phone was gonna probably would have been blown up right as I crossed the finish line. But I was like, what? I'll just keep that phone call from coming right now and just set this one on the trailer.
Block it.
Have a nice
block
day.
Block the phone call. Block it.
Yep.
But yeah, man, that was when I got that video. I'll send it to you.
Mm-hmm. Was you on last Saturday? Did you tell?
What's that?
Tell. Did you have a show last Saturday?
Yeah. We were on last Saturday.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been?
We was trying to. You know what? Last Saturday was my first night back.
Okay.
It was. They got this Vega Nationals that they do every year in Kansas, and the guy who runs it wanted me to come on. They wanted to come on the show and promote it and stuff like that, so we did.
That's good. That's good. You're good for the business.
We'll see how long we keep this going.
That Vega race is next week, ain't it?
Yeah. 15th and 16th in Kansas.
Won't you fly out there and I drive out there?
Well, I can't go. That's the whole thing. Or else I probably would have made the trip out. But
so what time does your show really start, Taylor?
My show starts at 7 o'clock my time, California. So I think that'd be what, 10 o'clock your time?
10 o'clock our time. I know.
Oh, okay. Okay. So 3 hours different, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we come on. I won't be on next Saturday though because it's my birthday, so it's gonna be a quiet night.
Oh, I don't blame you for that.
I've done reached that age, Shake.
Well, let me tell you a story tale. You say you don't reach that time, so you got to start doing like I do. Every day is my birthday, and every day is a holiday. I treat them all like that.
Yeah.
Every day.
I got to start taking that route.
And you know
that
why?
Means I could, that means you can do whatever you want on your birthday.
That's
right.
It. But you know why I started taking that route? I'll tell you why I started taking that route. If I had a son or a daughter, don't tell me something about, you know, Mother's Day or Father's Day, because I'm your father every day and your mother is your mother every day. So I understand that, you know, we're going to have some fun on those days because they chose them 2 days. But don't forget that I'm your father every day and that's your mother every day. That's how I live.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every day. Don't come to me one day and tell me, oh, well, you just my daddy today or you just my mommy today. Oh, hell no. Every day. You didn't say that when I was changing them papers or kept a roof over your head. Every day.
You didn't say that when you went to come borrow some money.
That's right. You the boss every day. What you think, Tay?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how I live. I recognize, you know, when that day comes, but, you know, like I said, every day is a holiday to me.
I try to ignore it nowadays. It used to be fun when you was younger. I'd start counting my birthday down from October 1st, start counting it down. And now that day's coming, it's just like, I quit counting.
Yeah, what day is it on?
16th, on Saturday.
16th, yeah. And mine's the 30th.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But enjoy yourself whenever that day comes. If I don't see you, and you know, no more until, you know, afterwards, you enjoy yourself. You're entitled to that.
Got these birthday babies on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm. You enjoy it. You're entitled to that.
I think I will go MIA for that weekend. Well, at least Saturday, anyway. I gotta take that post off of Facebook so nobody will start dinging me or anything like that. I gotta take it off Facebook.
Yeah, because they'll come after you. Certain people, they come after.
I gotta do it. I gotta do something about that too, real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom used to tell me. It's hard getting old. Quit it, Mom. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah. I know about that.
Well, maybe I should go get that funny car, huh, Shake? So I stay young.
I've been building stuff for the last 10 years in my mind. I've been building things in my mind for the last 10 years. And I'm just haven't been able to get out there and do what I want to do. So I just lay back and things, and hope one day things get better. Yep. All you can do is lay back and hope things get better.
Yep. Keep on keeping on.
That's what I've been doing.
Hey, Shake.
I want to get around.
Is there Shake? Have you heard anything on Mylan yet?
We made a report on it Sunday on the show. We only got a little bit. We do know the two owners. It's two owners on the track. They sold it for $3 million, and we still waiting on whether or not they're going to open it up this year or next year.
Are the Baxters out?
Yeah, the Baxters out.
Good. Oh, good. That was the most important thing.
Huh?
But didn't they say one time they had to have at least one race when they're by the track?
That's what the rumors for the street was. We never heard CKIW say it or the lawyer. So it's still in court, but we got to find out what their next move is.
Is that close to you, Chick?
Huh?
Is that close to where you live at?
Oh, yeah. 50-minute drive.
Oh, okay. So you and Taylor got the 40 and 50-minute drive to the racetrack and me.
Yeah.
I got two of them, one going south and the other one going north.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always good. Because, I mean, that's what we came up on, going there and having a good time. You know?
Now let me ask you a question. Is that closest track you go to, is that a quarter-mile track or an eighth-mile track?
It's either way. Chapler is either way. It can be an eighth or out the back door. And Buzz Creek the same way, too. It can be an eighth or out the back door, whatever you tell them you want.
So let me ask you this question. How long ago and when was it that they started doing the eighth of a mile?
I cannot really say, to tell the truth, I can't say that. I mean, it's been a while. They started a long while.
Because we didn't start doing the eighth of a mile here until we got invaded by the South.
Yep, that was going to say 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think,
when we got invaded
by
the South, we started doing the eighth of a mile because they was doing it.
Well, I'm trying to find out.
Because they wouldn't race quarter mile.
That's all they did.
Yeah, I ain't going to say. I'll try to find out that question. Because, you know, calls are getting quicker and quicker as the time go by. So a lot of these places are going to have to lengthen their tracks out. Some type of way in order for them to get, you know, some of these cars that's really, really fast going in at 240, 250 miles an hour. A lot of cars are going to get there before it's done. You know, I see it coming. You know, that's the only way it looked like they will go there and get on somebody. If, you know, they can go 240 or 250 and the next car can't go over 150. It looked like they'll go ahead and jump all over that person.
Well, think about it. History repeats itself. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at some of these other big tracks, that's IHRA, NHRA, they used to ask the owners of the track to lengthen it or stretch it out a little bit because the guys was going so fast they didn't have time to slow down.
Oh yeah.
Milam was one of them. Milam was one of them because NHRA or either the IHRA, one of the two, asked Milam to do some improvements on the track and increase
you gotta do it.
Mm-hmm. If they was talking about doing it years ago, when these cars get so fast, they're gonna have to extend the distance back to a quarter mile or something. Because I was just down south a few weeks ago, the guys down there talked about, oh, we race eighth of a mile or 1,000 foot. In a minute, you're going to be back at that 13.6, 13.20.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're getting down there. And they ain't waste no time. And it ain't a whole lot of time to be looking for no parachute or brick in a second that you got left to stop that car. You know? Well, they're going to have to do something.
I agree.
Or either turn the racetracks around. That might be a good deal to do, too. Turn the racetracks around where you got to race back up the track, you know, where you can get some more room from the other side. I mean, you might got to do some real, you know, real changing.
I doubt if they do all of that. They'll probably, because see the bleachers and the starting line and the everything is already set up. They'll probably just
have to get you a torch there and cut off everything right there where the bleachers at, and get a crane where it can reach down there, and the same thing with the tower. You know, have to take whatever section you can take apart and remove it. Remove it there and just put up some more blocks and bricks and stairways or whatever and take all that stuff out. I mean, it might cost you a couple bucks, but you're going to get that back with the big raises. You know what I mean? You're going to get that back if the big raises can come to your track.
Because
a lot of it is putting you right in the highway. You know, once you go so far to the end of a lot of these racetracks now, you're right out in the highway. Yep. Right in the highway. So you got to look and see what you got and get the right engineer in there. And what I'm saying, I mean, I did a whole bunch of that type of stuff too, you know, and seen a lot of it done. You had to do something. I mean, because people is not going to be able to come to your track and race. They ain't going to be able to do it. Can't stop. And them cars are flying now. Almost everybody you see, man, they're making a pretty decent pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everybody.
Yeah, they are flying.
You getting sicker?
That's what I think that they're going to, you know, a lot of these guys that are running so fast on a small tire, I don't think the car would stick up going the other end. I really don't.
I think they start wiggling and wobbling.
I think they start wobbling at the other end. I thought they get loose at the other end. The small tire cars that are running, you know, 4 seconds, I think they might lose their shit at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Just my opinion. I mean,
yeah, you got a good idea, man. Anything moving that fast like that, that's where a lot of stuff happens anyway. On the other end, you really don't believe it. I mean, if you're caught on break most times at the starting line or something like that, or middle way of the track at the other end, man, that car do a whole bunch of funny shit. If you got any type of speed, feel like an airplane ready to take off.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, listen, fellas, my clicker's coming down, man. And we about ready to get off this show. I hate cutting the show when we have a good time, but time is ticking. So, hey, listen, it was really good having you on the show, and unknown. Honest to God, man, this was fun. And you keep making that prediction so I can keep betting that money. and Shank, as always, my brother, I can never do this stuff without you, man.
Y'all take it easy, you're in shape.
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
You guys have a good night, and we're going to check out
Mickey Thompson from Bowman Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.